This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, where America's day starts. We're closer to Beijing than we are to Washington, D.C., Alex.
Uh-oh. Should we be scared?
Well, everybody seems to be scared about this coronavirus. It's getting all the news.
Coronavirus? I heard it was called the Kung Fu Flu.
Well, that's what we're calling it from on air from here on out. Kung Fu Flu. Well, it kind of rhymes, right? That's fun.
Yeah.
So, it's probably vaguely politically incorrect, but what do I care? What do we know about the coronavirus? Is it was started by some bad-eating Chinaman?
Allegedly, that's okay. What they're saying.
Right. It could have. It's a zoovirus that I might have that right. I read this. I don't have it sitting here right here in front of me, but it can hop from animals to humans. And apparently, in this Wutang province of China, Wuhan province, pardon me, Wutang clan, protect your neck. So, in this Wuhan province, they have some penchant for eating unusual things. Is that what you've read?
I don't think it's Wuhan specific,
okay.
And Wuhan's the main city in the province,
in some province,
Hubei
okay.
province.
Okay.
But yeah, it's Chinese have great palates. They love to taste new foods and spices, and sometimes there can be repercussions, it seems.
Okay. So we don't know for sure whether that's what it all came from, but you know that's the story we're being fed. So should we be scared?
Well, it depends where you get your news, right?
The news wants us scared, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if they could put a map of the world up with fires and mudslides and AK-47s and, you know, all that stuff, that's what they'd want, right?
Yeah. Well, it seems every time I check Bloomberg for the last week or two, it's this coronavirus front page, be scared, be scared. And it almost makes me think there's something going on here. It seemed between this and the Iran incident recently, it seems like they're really trying to create some angst in 2020.
So would that be because they want a new president? The president we have is failing, or, you know, I mean, do you have any idea of this little theory you're working on?
Given Bloomberg running for presidency and his very vocal opposition to President Trump, I think that that's a reasonable assumption that Bloomberg may be just a little bit anti-Trump, but I'm not sure. It's just speculation.
There was this great, there's this great GIF, or GIF. Which one do you prefer?
GIF.
GIF. Okay, well, be sure that I use the word term GIF. This great GIF on Twitter of Xi Jinping coughing twice, and then it just keeps rotating and rotating, so he's like...
Uh-oh.
Right. We're all going to die.
Who's the vice president of China again?
Is he the president or the premier? What do they call him?
He's a man of many hats.
Grand Poobah.
I believe he's, Politburo commissioner, mm-hmm. president, commander of the People's Liberation Army, and also Uncle Xi, as he's referred to by his compatriots.
Some people call him Winnie the Pooh.
That's not allowed.
That's not allowed. In China. I'm not in China.
Wow. Indeed.
I mean, if they decide to keep me out, I suppose that's fine. I won't get to see the Great Wall. There you go. But, I mean, I don't need to travel to China for anything in particular.
Well, right now, could you even travel to China if you wanted to?
I don't want to. Speaking of travels here, right, this particular island and some places around the world, there have been sort of, I don't know what term to use, voluntary travel bans? How do you call something a voluntary ban? A cessation of travel? Some Chinese airlines have just stopped flying to certain locations.
Well, it's not just Chinese airlines. It's many Western. I believe British Airways has either suspended or greatly reduced direct flights to China, Canadian Airlines, and many more. So it's pretty wild to see how quickly this relatively mundane virus has taken over.
Right, and when you say relatively mundane, I'm looking at a, this is NPR.org. The CDC estimates that at least 8,000 U.S. deaths from the flu so far this season. The same strategies to prevent the spread of this respiratory virus can help protect against the spread of the coronavirus. So the coronavirus, and this is deaths, 8,000 deaths, not cases. Deaths. So the numbers we're getting for the coronavirus tends to be cases. But the deaths are, I mean, minuscule, very small compared to the amount of cases. So the coronavirus, I mean, if it's going to be some kind of world-destroying plague a la yellow fever.
It's not doing a good job.
The bubonic plague or whatever. Yeah, it's it at this point, it's ramping up a little slowly. And it seems like every few years, we get one of these big medical scares, you know, SARS, the avian flu. Maybe I'm repeating myself. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to go back through all the medical scares that that have existed through time. And on one hand, yes, indeed, there will be some kind of plague that affects history. If everything remains the same, I don't know, if the singularity doesn't take effect or whatever, if medical science doesn't leap forward, but presumably it's possible that some kind of world-destroying plague could occur. It doesn't look like the coronavirus is that particular plague, but nonetheless, I think that it's I can see why countries will use this as a opportunity to test some of their systems.
Yeah, see the reaction. See what people are willing to get on board with.
Right. Like what? Everybody has to stay in your house for the next 3 weeks. Right? I don't know. Would they say that? Well, how are you going to eat? I mean, does everybody have 3 weeks worth of food?
Well, if they go to My Patriot Supply.
Indeed. You know, and I guess I'm no supporter of this organizational model that we call the state that's been around for 9,000 years, top-down hierarchy that really doesn't serve. But if we're going to have states, I think that one of their most legitimate uses is to sort of prevent, do what they can to prevent the spread of these viruses, you know. Because effectively, going out with an illness is aggression against your neighbor. Would you agree with that? Like, you got a cold, and you go outside sniveling and coughing and all that stuff. You go to the gym, you work out, you're grabbing the weightlifting equipment. And
yeah, I'm surprised, given the litigious society we live in, that there haven't been more cases on, he gave me the flu, and therefore he's responsible for my death.
I think
have you heard of any of those?
I haven't heard of that, but I certainly, people will say things like, you gave me the flu.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find them again or something. There'll be accusations of you did this or that sort of thing. And I mean, you know, at some point we're going to need to outlaw children. This is the case because they're awful little disease-carrying monsters.
Uh-oh. What's next? Population control and global warming?
I'm all for population control. I'm not entirely I think that the globe is warming. I'm not entirely sure why or how much or any of those things. But, you know, The problem with population control is it looks so bad, right? There's no good way to do it. And, you know, people have no stomach for it. So, you know, I don't think you should be able to tell somebody else whether or not they should be able to breed. But you should be able to make gifts or things like that contingent upon it. So, for instance, my little idea that that the welfare system should be based entirely on vasectomies and what is it for women? Tubal ligations. You shouldn't be able to get it without those things. There's no stomach for that. As far as I'm concerned, if you admit readily that you can't handle life on life's terms and that you need help, fine, here's some help. But please, don't bring another generation and teach them how to fail.
Yeah,
because that's what's happening.
Well, it's a tough sell for sure, but Perhaps if you keep it up, you can convince more people.
Indeed. So I guess I must say that the coronavirus thing, admittedly, I'm on an island where we basically stopped flights from China. And
yeah.
There's very few people, no cases at this point, no cases of coronavirus on this island.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Coming from the U.S. Mariana Islands. We're talking about the coronavirus here on the air. And
for those of you who missed the last session, Mark Edge was defending the state.
Well, defending the state. I said that I don't support this organizational model, but while we have it, I suppose I can give it a pass for attempting to prevent, you know, worldwide pandemics or something like that. So what would happen in the absence of, you know, the state? Well, I don't know. I think that that's one of the questions is that presumably everything has its advantages, right? The state must have some advantages to have made it this long. It can't be a completely awful organization or model. So if that's the case, then, you know, Let's point it out when something that it might excel at, and not to say excel over nothing. You know, it can always be better because it's you know, it's people. But you know, it might excel in this particular area in helping to prevent global pandemics, the, just sort of a lockdown of travel or something like that, because these things are spread person to person, right?
So let's unpack this further. So you're saying the state, by controlling the borders and banning airlines and people from traveling freely, can prevent the spread of a pandemic?
They could certainly slow it down, right? I mean, I don't know.
So China, who quarantined an entire city of almost 10 million, were they able to slow it down?
We don't know. We don't have a we don't have sort of a double blind study here where one 10 million city with the same disease and another one without sort of made things happen. Probably not. I mean, you know, but maybe they slowed it down a little bit. Maybe slowing it down is all you need to do to get your handle on it. Supposedly, people are talking about vaccines for this thing at this point.
And was the cost of shutting down public transportation, airlines, rails, and even highways in a city of nearly 10 million worth the cost? Who gets to make that decision?
That is the tough question, right? So I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars in sort of world GDP is affected here, but I would say that there's a great deal of effect. And, you know, what... you know, what would happen in the absence and these sorts of things? I don't know. I mean, it's very difficult to look at. Like, for instance, in Saipan, there's been conversation. They've shut down some flights in and out, and I think one's directly and indirectly originating in China. And that means that, you know, we're losing that tourist revenue. But some people have canceled their flights in anyway, even though we did it. So there's some Korean flights that have been canceled. But if there was a case of the coronavirus here on Saipan, that'd be big news in Asia, because this is quite a tourist hotspot for Asians, right?
Yeah. So I think there you can look at this individual case and the general case, right?
Okay.
So we can speak hypothetically in a general case. Let's say there is something Ebola that's actually you're bleeding from your eyeballs. Like that scares me. Corona, getting the flu, I'm not as concerned by that. That being said, I am
you're
young
not in the demographic
not
that's likely to die from the flu virus. You're a strapping young male of 25, and you should be okay.
Yeah.
But and likely the people that are dying from the coronavirus, just guessing here, I don't have the stats sitting in front of me, but likely they're old, infirm.
Or very young, yeah. So, yeah, just assuming that it was an extremely bad, say it's like a bioweapon that was engineered, right?
Okay.
In the case of a bioweapon, would it make sense to shut down the borders, completely shut down a city? I think there's a couple ways we could look at it. One, would it work? I think is probably the most important. When you're talking about bioweapon level events,
yeah,
that's the most important question is what policy would work?
Right, and so some people, maybe it would be better. Maybe the scientists would determine it would be better if everybody stayed in their home. However, there's going to be some people who are like, I'm not staying in, you know, whatever the city is that is in question here, metropolis. I'm getting out to the country. I'm going to Alaska where nobody is. And they'd try to sneak out, right?
And that could be the unintended consequence that makes things even worse, right? You tell people we're instituting a ban at midnight, and all of a sudden everyone's leaving as fast as they can, and maybe it goes even worse than it would have been originally.
Right, and then, that could very well be the case. I know that in Florida we used to have hurricane lockdowns, and then people would be evacuated from the coastal islands and told you got to get off, and some people just wouldn't go. They'd be like, nope, I'm staying with my house. And half the time in my lifetime, those people were proven right, at the very least, because the hurricane didn't hit there.
Well, yeah, that's one question, but we're assuming it's like, you know, bioweapon. This is a real thing. The better question I would argue is that what do you do with the people who don't comply? If some, you know, person just says, you know, I'm going out for my daily walk. Every morning I do Tai Chi in the park, and, you know, that's how I stay healthy.
I don't know what, you know, like, it depends on how tyrannical your government is, really, is the answer. Because do the cops want to come in contact with this person? Likely not. So when I'm in New Hampshire, the standing recommendation is don't go out when it's snowing, you dummy. Right? Don't get in your car and drive down the state highways. We're trying to get them clear so that, you know, everybody can, and we want to leave it for emergency vehicles, for tow trucks, for people who are on the radio and must go to work, you know, things like this. I mean, there are there's actual exemptions in the policy for people who are broadcasters trying to get to work. And that would be really nice if all the riffraff would stay off the road, but they don't. They feel like they've got things to do too, especially the ones that think it's a good idea to have a couple of beers and then get out there onto the snow. But you know, that's what we have ditches for.
Yeah.
And you know, then you just gotta swerve around the emergency vehicles that are dealing with it. So yeah, people don't comply. We're not that species.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be a lot nicer to deal with if we were ants, but we're not. We don't comply. And I don't have any good answers for, and I imagine the government doesn't have any of them either, for how to stop global pandemics. So, you know, this is just one of those things I just sit by and watch and keep my hands washed. I think that's pretty much the best thing you can do. I didn't even stop my going to work out at Gold's. I mean, people are sweating there.
Yeah.
You know, they're producing extra volumes of secretions and presumably leaving them on equipment. Now, I'm cleaning the equipment before and after I use it every time. But, you know.
Well, we don't have any cases here, so it's... Perhaps if there were a bunch of cases, your behavior would change.
No, my behavior has changed. I'm washing the equipment. Oh, you mean not going to Gold's at all?
Yeah. You're one of those who do Tai Chi in the park, no matter what they said about not going outside.
It's just not likely to happen, whatever it is what I'm saying. Well, anyway, your thoughts. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at MarketFreeTalkLive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More questions and answers in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Justice John Roberts declined to read the question of Senator Rand Paul, which apparently intended to reveal the identity of the whistleblower.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
Senator Paul then walked out of the Senate chamber and stepped up to reporters.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person, a complainant
from the whistleblower.
He then said the name of the person he thinks is the whistleblower. The House has approved two measures aimed at clawing back President Trump's war powers, a direct result of recent aggression between Iran and the United States. The votes passed with 4 Republican defections on one measure and 11 on the other. President Trump tweeted, "Members should vote with their heart." This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And I want to tell you real quick about Bitcoin. So we were talking about viruses spreading from country to country. Bitcoin.com advocates for global currency. Bitcoin Cash, that is able to, you know, for instance, I went down to Belize and got a hotel room at one point with cryptocurrency. Now, I never had to exchange it at any location, nothing like that. I just took my crypto wallet and spent it right there on site. I've gone to countries around the world. I've used it. I never have to change it out. It is a global currency, global peer-to-peer currency that allows you to, well, frankly, avoid the problems of state currencies. People never look at it, but when tourists come and they have to switch to the local currency, they lose money. The state gains money. And it's, you know, it's a problem. And governments control banks. They decide the banks, whether you're able to bank and how you're able to bank. And, you know, if you're selling pot or you're a stripper or, you know, things like that in the United States, it can be very difficult to bank. We've reported that on that here in Free Talk Live. So, you know, maybe you're none of those things. But you never know when they're coming for you. So check out Bitcoin.com for the latest news at news.bitcoin.com and those sort of things. Go ahead, Alex.
An even better reason to use Bitcoin in light of the pandemic sweeping the world is that you don't have to touch anyone's hands. You don't have to touch any money, right?
It's true. Dirty money. I wonder how many of the cases have been have been spread through
Here's a new theory.
Okay.
The source of corona was from contaminated money. They said it came from a food market, right?
It's true.
Was it the food or the money that caused it to spread?
Right. Who knows?
Someone dropped one of those R&B notes into a contaminated bucket of bat feces, and all of a sudden, poof, it's everywhere.
Zoonotic.
Yeah.
It's gone zoonotic. Wu-Tang.
It's like, where's George, right? You see that how far those dollars can spread around the world. Think of any money-borne disease.
Right, if you could find one of those Where's George dollars, and besides just see where it's gone, just how many hands it's touched.
Yeah. Anyone who's concerned about their health, don't just buy your face mask. Get some Bitcoin as well from Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, you can get Bitcoin Cash over there. They advocate for Bitcoin Cash. It's just a distinction, right? So Bitcoin has basically become a store of value, a digital asset, whereas Bitcoin Cash is designed to be a global currency. So, you know, the difference between, say, a gold bar and a silver quarter. But, you know, as the case may be.
And just like silver, it's very hygienic.
That's even more so. Yeah, I wonder if silver coins are more hygienic than other forms of currency.
They have some antibacterial properties.
Right. Silver does have antibacterial properties. As far as the SARS thing, the coronavirus, pardon me, wrong decade, thing goes here, I think it's worth mentioning again and again and again is 8,000 people have died this year in the United States from the flu. That's not how many cases of the flu there's been. There's been, you know, probably hundreds of thousands. I don't have those stats. But the flu is far more deadly than this coronavirus, the Kung Fu flu, as they're calling it.
So you're saying in a country of 330 million people, 8,000 people were killed and no one's freaking out, but in a country of 1.4 billion, 100 or so people were killed and the whole world is on fire?
Right now, there's a fat woman in Topeka, Kansas, eating a candy bar with diabetes, worried about the coronavirus. Now, if that is an irony, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, diabetes, I got a little advice for you if you want to avoid dying from disease. Lay off the sugar, stop smoking, but don't vaporize either, but, you know, hey, I think vaporizing is better than smoking, so, you know, that's my opinion on that. Stay out of automobiles. My God, those things are deadly. You probably should just put alcohol away. No particular reason for that stuff. I would suspect even smoking marijuana. I mean, really, is it good for you to inhale combusted plant material into your lungs? Doesn't seem like it. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do to make yourself live longer. Getting there, watching CNN and getting all whipped up about who's getting impeached and whether or not there's some kind of global pandemic coming on. That's what they do for a living. They get you whipped up.
Yeah, we should... Don't watch fake news. That's the lesson of this incident, I would think.
Well, I'm not trying to just target CNN, but I think CNN's gone a little more left since Trump got in office. I think they got miffed about the whole getting kicked out of the White House thing.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my particular opinion on it. And another nice thing, another advantage to living here on Saipan in the U.S. Mariana Islands is I don't have to care about you people's impeachment process. I don't care.
Yeah, what's that thing they're always saying? Not my president?
Fine, if it's not your president, why are you worried about the impeachment process?
Yeah.
It's an impeachment of somebody who's not your president.
Well, here it's more not your president than anywhere else, I would argue.
In the United States.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's probably some effect to the U.S. presidential election here in Saipan, but not much of one. Admittedly, most people who are watching Fox News or MSNBC or CNN and worried about this stuff right now, the president isn't any effect on their life either. It's just something they're upset about. This Trump derangement syndrome, which presumably there is a corollary on the other side. I don't know that we have a term for it, but this whole thing, this guy's got everybody whipped up. That's what he does. He's a performer, and to get people passionate, That's his whole goal.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter was made for President Trump.
So I, you know, what I would recommend is, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. I there was a knockdown dragout at my family's house over the holiday because you know, my in-laws are good Democrats. You know, everybody's got to be something, right? They're either Democrats or Republicans. And the mother-in-law, she's like, nobody would even go to the White House to accept an award these days. I'm like, are you kidding? Most people would go to get an award. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's still president, and that was just the end of it. You know, like I made what I thought to be a relatively obvious and innocuous statement, and it was on the, you know, it was on, you know. And I'm like, well, maybe you don't understand because you're not working. Are you calling my wife old? Oh, God.
Yeah, some people are still bitter about 2016.
They are. And look, you know, I mean, I get it. I understand. I don't like any of the presidents. But I guess, you know, I'm probably considered on the Trump train because I would prefer Trump over Clinton. That's my opinion. I think she cheated. I think she threw the election. I'm kind of the opinion, though, that I'd, like, if you ask me to make an opinion on what comes up in the next election, I might be looking for a Democrat. And the reason is because Trump has shown himself to be a little fast and loose with the rules, will now be faster and looser because he can't win another election.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's just, that's just, you know, one of the thoughts that I've had percolate through my brain. But mostly, I don't care. I don't care who gets elected president. That's, leave that to the national talkers that have you all whipped up about something you can't control. If you care and you think you could make some kind of case to change my mind, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free as in Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord lines. All you got to do is go to discord.freetalklive.com, and there's a sign up process. You know, you got to sign in. You just make a sign up, then sign in. But once you do, you can call in and sound so much better. You sound like you're in the studio with us. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-free.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
We're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And I think people are surprised when they find out just how quickly our voices can travel around the globe. And by around the globe, what I mean is that it is rarely light here and light in Washington, D.C. at the same time.
Wow.
You know, that's just what the definition of around the globe is, right? So it's almost always dark here if it's light there, and almost always light here if it's dark there. So there you go. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We talked about Bitcoin in a previous segment there, and I want to tell you how I keep my cryptocurrencies in what wallet I keep them. I keep it in the Edge wallet, and the reason is because it's just so easy to use. The Edge wallet, for one, they never control your currency, you do. You can set it up so that you can recover it and that sort of thing, but you can also set it up so it's so ultra-private you can't recover if there's some kind of mistake. I don't recommend that. I personally recommend putting up the recovery stuff in place. But nonetheless, what they want to do is they want to prove that it is possible for you to completely control your funds. So they never control your funds with the Edge wallet at edge.app. And you can keep just about every type of cryptocurrency there. You don't have to write down 24 mnemonic words in order to recover your wallet. If your phone drops in the toilet and just doesn't work anymore, you can go get a new phone, download the Edge wallet at edge.app, and put your username and password in, and your funds come up in seconds. So, edge.app, it's not just named after me. It's the best product in the market as far as I'm concerned. Edge.app. Let's go to the phones. We've got Mark calling in from Bedford, New Hampshire. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm listening in 4 years. And I was, you had me.
with
okay.
a lot of intelligent, reasoned talk, and then comes out of one of your mouths, Hillary Clinton threw the election. So can someone fill me in more about the reasons you conjure this up?
Sure. Now, I'm not going to say that if I said she threw the election, allow me to retract slightly. She stacked the deck. The Democratic National, through the Democratic National Committee. She gets Debbie Wasserman Schultz in there. Kane, who was the former president, suddenly is he's going to be the leader of the DNC, suddenly going to be offered the VP slot. More or less, the superdelegates are all on board with Clinton, and Bernie's running this outside campaign. So go ahead. That's what I mean.
Okay, that's differs from my take on what throwing an election is.
Okay.
So you're not saying that she intentionally let Trump win at the end.
No, I would not say that she... I would not say that. I think she is very upset that she lost. And I'm sorry that I left you thinking that. And thank you for the call, too. I'd say that, she wanted to win very much, and she failed to stack up enough electoral votes. I'm sure it is painful for people that California had so many votes for Clinton, but it didn't matter. And that ultimately Trump was elected through electoral votes, but not a majority of the popular vote.
She was perhaps the worst candidate in our lifetime. She was certainly the most compromised. And I think it speaks volumes that, and this is a good thing, that people saw through that for a kind of odious guy who was at least more sincere.
Yeah, I don't even know how to... Trump is such an enigma. I can't come up with a small phrase to describe him. But, one thing that that Alex was pointing out in the break, and I think this is very important. Alex, why don't you just mention the courts and stuff? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about whether a president is good or bad, what actions they did, what they didn't do, but perhaps the most important thing a president can do is appoint justices, because that's their legacy. It will last far more than their 4 to 8 years. So I think the best takeaway from President Trump is he put in a lot of good constitutional justices, whereas given Hillary's relationship with the law and how she feels she's above it, I'd be very concerned to see what kind of justices she'd put in place.
Yeah, she just used a Secret Service personnel to drive away a process server on this Tulsi Gabbard case. I mean, clearly she thinks she's above the law. She can have your tax-paid servants, shoo away the riffraff.
Now, Alex, do you think that Hillary was... Oh, I lost my train of thought. I apologize. I had a different thought.
No problem.
Though,
call back some other night. We really love having you back, Mark. Thanks for the listening.
All right. Well, nice to be on with you. My one other thought was literally 4 years ago, the second most popular candidate, for almost the same reason, outsider with screw the establishment sentiments, was actually voters who liked Bernie Sanders. When you were in New Hampshire, I was at the time, the 1-2, people who could vote in either primary, as New Hampshire allows it, people who had Trump number one often put Bernie as their number two and vice versa.
Yeah. I think that if Bernie had taken the DNC nomination in 2016, he would have been the president. That's my opinion. I don't know what that means in this next election in 2020. I'm still trying to figure that out. But I do have like a sort of hopeful prediction. I'm not claiming this is my prediction. But my hopeful prediction is that Bernie gets the nod in this go-around and that he takes Tulsi Gabbard as his VP. Remember, Bernie's...
Didn't we just talk about judges?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just saying...
We just talked about judges. What kind of judges is Bernie going to put in?
Look, I think that Bernie could beat Trump, and that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree, and that's why I'm worried.
Well, I don't know what to tell
you. I'm worried about those judges. There's a lot of empty seats that need to be filled.
I'm just sticking my finger in the wind here. That's all I'm saying.
Do we want someone who honeymooned in communist Russia to be putting in judges, or do we want Donald Trump to put in judges. And by Donald Trump, I mean the Federalist Society.
I want to hear from Mark.
Do you think if Bernie, after he was eliminated from the Democrat race, if he had taken the Green Party nomination, would he have been president?
I can't answer that. I mean, it's just...
I can't answer this. Hillary would have come in third.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I must say, as a talk show host, that's how I like to end my calls. I like a quip, and then they're gone.
Yeah. 1-2.
Yeah, it was really awesome. So I did mention that that apparently Hillary Clinton thinks that she's above the law here. This is from National Review. I get it. It's not unbiased, but it was the story that I liked the best. Hillary Clinton has twice refused to see a process server. Not once. Twice. Attempting to convey Representative Tulsi Gabbard's defamation lawsuit against her. Gabbard's lawyer told the New York Post on Wednesday, "I find it rather unbelievable that Hillary Clinton is so intimidated by Tulsi Gabbard that she won't accept service of process," said Brian Dunn. But I guess here we are. According to Dunn, the server first visited Clinton's home in Westchester, New York, to deliver a lawsuit and was refused entry by Secret Service agents. Can somebody tell me why Hillary Clinton has Secret Service agents?
Yeah, she's not a former president. I thought they gave those to former presidents. Is she,
and their family, but that was for 10 years. So
yeah.
That should have ended in the year 2000, right? So it should have ended in 2010. Is it because she ran the last presidential race and lost?
I think it's because so many people dislike her, if I had to guess. They made an exception.
Is it because people think she might run in 2020 still? They still believe it? I mean, the Iowa caucus is Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
And people still think that Clinton's going to jump in? I mean, that would be a heck of a splash to come in over the weekend and be like, yeah, you know, I know you guys had all your thoughts about who you're going to vote for at the caucus, but instead, vote for me. I just don't believe it. At this point, there's so many pundits out there that have made their careers on Clinton's coming back in. Watch out. And no, she's not.
She could be a vice presidential candidate. You never know.
Sure. She could. Be the first female vice. 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? Is Hillary Clinton coming back? 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.